Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Gearhart. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Lorke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mort Cooper. Pitching for the New York Giants, Mort Cooper. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Paul Erickson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Erickson. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is hit by the pitch. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Lorke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Lorke reaches second base with a double. Gordon moves to third. Mort Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Pafko for the double play. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gordon. McCullough reaches second base with a double. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is walked intentionally. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall, who is chasing the ball. Sturgeon reaches third base with a triple. McCullough scores. Waitkus goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rigney strikes out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 0-1 in the game. Gearhart takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-1 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Gearhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-1 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Lorke takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Mort Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into center field. Gearhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCullough strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Waitkus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Gearhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gearhart takes first base on ball 4. Kerr moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kerr moves to third. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0-for-1 in the game. Erickson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Cooper and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. Gearhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lorke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Mort Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Lorke moves to second. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 2 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Gearhart hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 3 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mize moves to third. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to second for the out. Mize scores. Two outs. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Cooper moves to third. Russ Meyer now pitching. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lorke is walked intentionally. Mort Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCullough hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. McCullough reaches second base with a double. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCullough moves to third. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Sturgeon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gearhart throws the ball into Rigney, who tags Sturgeon trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McCullough scores. Waitkus moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, Cubs. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Waitkus scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ken Trinkle now pitching. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gordon. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Meyer moves to third. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 5-2, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowry. The throw from Cooper and he is safe. Lowry steals second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson is walked intentionally. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. Lowry moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, Cubs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-3 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Rigney strikes out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Kerr strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Gearhart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-3 in the game, with two doubles. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trinkle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trinkle fields it and throws to first for the out. Waitkus moves to second. Two outs. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trinkle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a pop-up towards third. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Cubs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-2 in the game, with two doubles and two walks. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.